From Tidbits on April 19th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for April 19th, 2010, written by Tidbits staff. Mac OS X 10.6.3 Combo Update 1.1. Apple has updated the Combo Updater for Mac OS X 10.6.3. For details on that update, see Mac OS X 10.6.3 Update Delivers a Range of Fixes, published on March 29, 2010. Although Apple provided no details on what was changed, the only users who need to consider installing it are those who updated from Mac OS X 10.6.0 using the 1.0 version of the Mac OS X 10.6.3 update, build 10D573. In other words, someone reinstalling Snow Leopard from scratch and then updating to 10.6.3 in one step. Apple has also released the tiny 635 kilobytes Mac OS X 10.6.3 Supplemental Update 1.0 solely via software update for these users. The Combo Updater is available via the Apple Support Downloads page and will be presented by software update to those reinstalling Snow Leopard from scratch. Mac OS X Server 10.6.3 Combo Update 1.1. In addition to releasing a new version of the Mac OS X 10.6.3 update noted above, Apple has updated the Combo Updater for Mac OS X Server 10.6.3. Security Update 2010-003 Snow Leopard. Apple has released Security Update 2010-003 Snow Leopard to address a critical vulnerability in the way Apple Type Services in Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard parses embedded fonts. Users who view or download any documents containing maliciously crafted embedded fonts run a risk of arbitrary code execution. The update addresses these issues by improving index checking. This vulnerability was first demonstrated by Charlie Miller at the PWN to OWN conference 20 days earlier, which shows a reasonably quick response on Apple's part. The update requires Mac OS X 10.6.3 and is available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. Security Update 2010-003 Leopard. Addressing the same critical vulnerability noted above, Apple has also released Security Update 2010-003 Leopard Client. A nearly identical update, Security Update 2010-003 Leopard Server, is available for Leopard Server. The update requires you to be running Mac OS X 10.5.8 and is available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. Server Admin Tools 10.6.3. Apple has rolled out its latest collection of remote administration tools, documentation, and utilities for Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard Server in its Server Admin Tools 10.6.3 update. The update contains the latest versions of iCal Server Utility, Podcast Composer, Server Admin, Server Monitor, Server Preferences, System Image Utility, Workgroup Manager, and XGrid Admin. Changes include improved server admin performance on the IPv6 networks, increased support for late 2009 27-inch iMacs, and a fix for an issue in Workgroup Manager that could cause a user's primary short name to be changed when adding or editing other short names. Full release notes are available on Apple's website. 27-inch iMac EFI FW Update 1.0. Apple's recent EFI firmware update targets 27-inch iMacs with quad-core Intel Core i5 and Core i7 processors, with two bug fixes that address issues with processor loads and the backlit display. The first issue could cause high processor loads when playing audio through the iMac's headphone jack, and while the second could prevent the display backlight from powering on. To install the update, follow the instructions in the updater application that launches automatically after the installer has closed. More information regarding installing a firmware update on an Intel-based Mac is available on Apple's website. The update is available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. Apple has also released a minor SMC firmware update for 27-inch iMacs that addresses unspecified compatibility issues regarding target display mode. More information regarding installing SMC firmware updates is available on Apple's website. That update is also available via software update and the Apple Support Downloads page. MacBook Pro Software Update 1.3. Only a few days after the announcement of the new MacBook Pro lineup, Apple released a software update for the laptops. The update improves high-end graphics performance, particularly as it relates to resource-intensive video and gaming. The update also fixes a handful of minor unspecified bugs. The hefty update is recommended for all 15 and 17-inch mid-2010 MacBook Pros and is available via software update or the Apple Support Downloads page. MobileMe Backup 3.2. Apple has released a minor update to MobileMe Backup that purportedly improves overall reliability in restoring from backup, though no specifics are provided in the release notes, and introduces a feature that helps the program use disk space more efficiently. That feature is called recycling and amounts to the deleting of old backups to recover disk space. Limited scheduling options are available to those backing up to hard disk or optical disks. Users backing up to iDisk do not have the option of choosing when backups are recycled. Users may also choose to disable recycling. More information on recycling is available on Apple's website. The update is available via software update or the Apple Support Downloads page. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McClain, and thanks for listening.